This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's August 11th, 2008, and today's entry is Summer Fever. Something is wrong with the children. All day they bicker in the abstracted way of a long married couple, never focusing on the argument at hand, never not arguing. Ben is making refrigerator magnets while offering Bertie unsolicited advice about the mousetrap game she is trying to set up, and they fight without actually ever looking up from their solitary projects. Well, I wasn't wrong just because you said you were right. No, but I was right and you were wrong. That's not true just because you say it's true. Well, it is true, or at least I'm saying it is, which makes it true for me. Fine, but not for me. Well, it's true for me that it's true for you. No, it's not. Guys, I say, hey. For me, they will both look up, and they do. Come here, I say, and they climb sheepishly into my lap. Pretend you're having a playdate together, I say. Treat each other like your friends. This usually works, and today is no exception, except for how it works for approximately 15 seconds. Ben, would you please help me with my game? I'd be happy to. Ow, you stepped on my toe. This toe, my little pinky toe. There is much crying and clutching of feet and expressing of hurt toes and feelings, and I shepherd them upstairs to rest in the cool expanse of the big bed, where it occurs to me, like a light bulb glowing over my head, to take their temperature. And what do you know? They both have fevers of almost 101. Aha! I say, and they laugh like the poor, nice, feverish children that they are. Thunder grinds across the sky, which opens up to dump out its relief effort of cooling water, while I feed the children Tylenol and Limeade, put an old Popeye video in, which they watch sweatily, before falling sweatily to sleep for the night. Only the next day, it's more of the same. I cancel playdates and outings, and there are more fevers, more henpecking. They're stacking colored plastic game chips together, creating patterns and arguing. They bicker. It's not symmetrical. Well, it's kind of symmetrical. It's either symmetrical or it's not. Well, it is a pattern. See how it gets less, less, less? But what about this one? Yes, but I said that was an orange butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah, but there's no such thing as orange butter. And they bicker. Wow, you got 100 clothespins for $4. That's such a good deal. Oh my God, that's a great deal. Well, I don't know if it's actually a great deal. It's more like a pretty good deal. Well, it's a great deal to me. I put them back to bed with cold drinks and a poo movie, kiss them and coddle them and give them the whole poor little sick children treatment, complete with dispensing of Tylenol and stroking of hair tenderly away from damp foreheads. Only when I'm shaking the thermometer down again to put it away do I notice that Ben and Bertie have now, on two separate occasions, had the exact same fever of 100.7. I pop the thermometer into my own mouth, lie down on the bed to watch poo with them for a few minutes, and woe is me, I too have a fever of 100.7, a case of the old reverse placebo effect. You guys, I think the thermometer's broken, I say. I'm thinking maybe you were never sick at all. And indeed, when the children turn to look at me, they look strangely, instantly well again. They are hot and grumpy, yes, but seasonally rather than virally. Oh, Ben says, that's actually kind of disappointing. Can we just be sick a little longer? Can you just take care of us like we are sick? And so they are, and I do.